Our next speaker is a Palestinian doctor and a proud daughter of a Nakba survivor. Please make some...
Assalamu alaikum. Peace be upon you all. May the peace and the blessings and the mercy descend upon every one of your awake human hearts. I want you all to look around the people around you. This is the safest, most human place for each one of us to be standing. Eleven months we have been witnessing day in and day out. People talk about, you know, on social media, what's your Roman Empire? You know, the thing that keeps going around in your head. F the Roman Empire! Palestine is on our mind! Today I want to highlight three distinct age groups that I want to pay my respects to. The entire concept of the State of Israel. The entire concept of ethnic cleansing and genocide that they have been allowed to get away with exists on the notion of dehumanization. So we will not be dehumanized. We are people, we all have stories, thousands and thousands and thousands of stories. First of all, I want to direct my attention to the young children, the 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12-year-olds, the primary school children who have lost an entire year of schooling, who have no schools to return to. Tala, everybody would have seen young Tala. 10 years old, with her pink rollerblades, killed by Israel. Did we see Taylor on our news? No, we didn't, because our news cycle does not care about Palestinian lives. 10-year-old Taylor is one story. The world should have stopped for Tala, like it should have stopped for Hind, like it should have stopped for Reem, like it should have stopped for over 16,000 children. How can this world claim human rights? How did we just have a week of Save the Children or World Children Week or Protect the Children Week? Which children are we protecting? What is our humanity if it is selective? May we ask for forgiveness for those families that we have failed, and may we continue to be steadfast to fight for the rights of all children. The next group that I want to highlight is our young adults. Our young adults who are going to be, inshallah, led by the Queen Aisha Noor. Aisha Noor is 26 years old. 26 years old. Blessed be her soul. May she be resting in eternal peace for the sacrifice she made for Palestine. If you do not know the name of Aisha Noor and what it represents, go find out now. Aisha Noor is a US citizen from Turkish background. She devoted her life for humanity, standing up for people's rights, led the student encampments at her university, and as soon as she had the opportunity, she thought that her US citizenship would save her and help her to protect the Palestinians, and she went to assist with the peaceful protesting in the West Bank. What happened to Aisha Noor? Well, if you lived in Australia and read mainstream media, you probably missed the news story entirely. But if you happened to across The Guardian, for example, you might have read that Aisha Noor was shot and then died from her wounds. No, she was sniped in the back of the head and was killed by Israel in cold blood. Just like those before her, we will not forget Rachel Corrie, over 20 years ago, flattened like a pancake by Israeli bulldozers. We will not forget. We will not forgive. I am reading a book called Thou Shalt Not Hate, written by a doctor, a Palestinian doctor who has suffered under occupation, who has lost his daughters and is living in the US. But I am sorry. I shall hate. I shall hate oppression. I shall hate injustice. I shall hate cold-blooded murderers. Our hate is justified. Our hate is justified when we are fighting for the rights of oppressed people. Finally, I am going to move my attention to the old age group who have been on this earth for 7 or 8 decades. I pay my respects to the 70 and 80 year old people who week in, week out have come to these protests because they have lived through occupation and they are patient and waiting because Palestine will be free. I know that there is Umhani who comes every week, bless her soul. Charlie, who is Maltese, who comes every week, but he's sick today, and he would have been here if he couldn't. My father, who is 76 years old, is here today, who was born May 15th, 1948. Do not tell me the Nakba never ended. What I would finally like to do is thank this murderous occupation. Thank them for showing us. Some of us may have been asleep and distracted by the world because that is what capitalist society does to us. Those that have no focus and no aim in their life are easily distracted. What we have been able to do is refocus. I want each and every one of you to know that you are all an integral part of this puzzle of liberation. Every action, every word, every time you come to a protest, every time you don a keffiyeh, you are liberating Palestine, inshallah. Even if we do not see it in our lifetime, if my father could live and be 76 years and have been expelled from his home in Yaffa and have had to leave the camps of Khan Yunis and then have to leave Egypt for search of a better life, and he still has hope that a Palestine will be free, then that is the least we can do, is hold out hope a Palestine will be free. So finally, back to that monstrous occupation, they have shown us that resistance is justified when Palestine is. Resistance is justified when Palestine is occupied. Don't worry about the numbers. Numbers may come small, may come large. The reason is there are so many actions going on, so many. Last night we had Tales of a Homeland where we were telling the story of Palestine. Right now there is a kite festival in Bondi and some of our brothers and sisters are holding up Palestinian kites. So it doesn't matter. Actions everywhere, words everywhere. We will, inshallah, see a free Palestine. Thank you.